Good morning, friends and colleagues. This is Doug Fletcher. It is Tuesday, June 28th, and today I'm going to share with you an excerpt from my new book, How to Win Client Business When You Don't Know Where to Start, a rainmaking guide for consulting and professional services. This chapter 21, The Daily Habits of Successful Rainmakers, the 1 hour each day that will build your career. This chapter starts a new section of the book, this section on the fifth of the five rainmaker skills. And this skill, skill five, is called Practice Everyday Success Habits. So I hope you enjoy this excerpt from my new book. Let's get started. We've covered a lot of ground since beginning this quest together. The five rainmaker skills include a broad range of interconnected fields, including human psychology, consumer behavior, marketing strategy, and behavioral economics, each illustrated through stories from those who have walked this path before us. We have weaved into our journey a bit of history and philosophy to bring color to our landscape. Each of these skills we've covered thus far is important to our success in becoming rainmakers. Skill one, create your personal brand identity. Skill two, demonstrate your professional expertise. Skill three, build your professional ecosystem. Skill four, develop trust-based relationships. The fifth and final skill, practice everyday success habits, may be the most important. Without applying these skills in our daily lives, it's just theory. Nice to know for sure, but having little impact on our careers. The first four skills are about what to do. The final skill is about actually doing it. This is what sets the rainmakers apart from the rest of the pack. This reminds me of a quote I read early in my career in a 1989 issue of Harvard Business Review. Ideas alone are not good enough. Ideas are not deeds. Ideas are rarely converted into action unless proselytized with zeal, carried with passion, sustained by conviction, and fortified by faith. They need authentic champions. Above all, ideas need people who are doers, not just talkers. Practicing the rainmaker skills is hard because they are not the most urgent priorities in our day. Daily life sets in and we get busy doing our work. Urgent tasks squeeze out the important. The other complicating factor is that most of us want to practice our craft, not market ourselves. We've studied and worked hard for years to become successful accountants, architects, financial advisors, financial planners, and organizational designers, the whole litany of professional services. Our natural default is to focus on the work at hand. Most of us enjoy our work. It challenges us and we get to solve important world problems. And we get paid pretty well in doing so. But the hard reality is that in order to make partner or succeed in our own firms, we have to learn how to win client business. If we don't, our careers will stall out mid-career. We'll get pushed to the curb or into a dusty back office cubicle. Most of us were never taught how to win client business. We received no formal training from our universities in how to become a rainmaker, nor did we receive much effective mentoring because successful partners have a hard time in explaining to others what they do and why they do it. And when rainmakers do offer us advice, what worked for them may not be the best approach for us. To help us learn how to win client business, we've had to overcome several pre-existing mindsets. We had to unlearn preconceived thoughts on what a rainmaker is in order to become one. Mindset shift number one, seeing ourselves as problem solvers instead of salespeople. Mindset shift two, viewing our professional accomplishments as credibility markers rather than bragging. Mindset shift three, thinking of our professional network as authentic relations rather than names in a database. Mindset shift four, using our professional ecosystem to make new friends is highly appropriate when it's based upon a genuine desire to help others. Armed with these new skills and mindsets, we now arrive at the hardest part, putting these together into practice. Well, there you have it, friends. There is today's excerpt from my new book, this chapter 21, The Daily Habits of Successful Rainmakers. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope it gives you thought. I hope it gives you an opportunity to think about what we're doing each day to help build relationships and demonstrate to others our capabilities and improve our chances at winning client business. I hope you have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon.